driving behind a Hummer the other day, had a bumper sticker on it, said, "What would Jesus do?" And I thought he probably wouldn't have gone with a Hummer. And JC's more of a Prius guy. Friend told me a dog park is a great place to meet single women. However, I found that it's a much better place to meet creepy single guys who don't own dogs. I was at the dog park the other day, and this girl was picking up her dog's poop with a plastic bag, and it was cold outside. And I said, "That is awesome. You have an instant hand warmer." She said, "That is disgusting." And I said, I'm not the one with dog poop in my hand right now, am I? No. Just a creepy guy looking for a phone number. Tried to rent an apartment the other day in Hollywood, and the landlord said, "I'm gonna need first and last month's rent." And I said, "I will give you first month's rent, but I hardly think it's my responsibility to pay you last month's rent." These are thinking jokes, Utah. Went to Disneyland the other day, and I went on the It's a Small World ride and sat right next to my next door neighbor. Some of you need to explain it to your neighbor. Disney has a cruise line now, which is a great marketing ploy. So if anything goes wrong, they can just say, "Hello, what'd you expect? This is a Mickey Mouse operation." We have a Mars rover. I thought it would be ironic if it found a candy bar wrapper that said Earth Bar. They say the early bird gets the worm, however, the worm that sleeps in. Lives. A woman came up to me after the show recently and she's like, "You should really learn how to play the piano properly." And I was like, "Mom, we have been over this." I like sports. I actually, growing up, I wanted to be a rapper and she plays the cello and we were gonna form a band, a rap band called Yo-Yo Ma. Dating a girl and she came to find out I was missing part of my little toe, so she broke up with me because obviously she was lactose intolerant. Nobody's keeping you here. I think the term mahi-mahi is redundant. Out in the Caribbean recently and you can swim with the dolphins. And I was wondering if the dolphins were ever there at like 6 a.m. going, "Yay, Larry, yeah, Stan, I need to swim with some greasy tourists, like I need another hole in the head." I hear ya. You know you travel too much when you get home and hold your hand under the faucet and wait for it to come on automatically. I don't think Tony Blair, Prince Charles, or Barack Obama should ever use the expression, "I'm all ears." I was watching Anderson Cooper the other day and I switched over to Rachel Maddow and I was like, "Huh, same guy." Got a call from a bill collector recently and she said, "Mr. Burley, I'm calling to let you know your balance is outstanding." And I said, "Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. I appreciate it. You didn't have to call. Your voice is outstanding, really. And I would like to take you to dinner sometime." And she said, "Why don't you try getting into the black first and then we'll talk about it." So I said, "Yo, baby, you want to get something to eat sometime?" Thank you. That's Sit Down Comedy with Dave Burley. Cheers.